Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of The Usual Suspects, starting right now on ESPN 97.5. As obviously we were astrocentric early in the program, we have shifted gears a little bit and moved around. Football news of the day we'll get to. Basketball news, nothing really to report except for the fact that unfortunately for Damon Lillard and Damon Lillard fans, looking forward to seeing Dame, as well as Dame Dalla, by the way. I believe Dame Dalla is still on as he will be performing on NBA Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
To further his rap career. Okay. But in terms of enhancing his basketball
no
stock,
dancing will be
it
done.
Will not be happening. Correct. Last night he pulled a groin, and due to the severity of the groin injury, he will not be participating in any of the All-Star festivities, including Skills Challenge, three-point contest, and or the game itself. He has been replaced by Booker from Phoenix, who is going to fill in for him. And there was one of the guys that people thought got screwed in the voting process, along with Carl Anthony Towns thinking he got screwed. And I'm not going to get into that, but Devin Booker's going to replace Lillard for All-Star festivities. Look out now, those Pelicans.
Yeah.
By the way, Pelicans playing good basketball. They play tonight against Oklahoma City. But Zion's no joke, and that roster, as we talked about, of good young players playing good basketball. So that's something to take note of. Also, some football stuff to get to. But before we do that, don't you want to reach out to your peeps a little bit?
Yeah. Do we have time? Do you want to do the giveaway
right
now?
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it. So we promised I'd give away a couple of tickets for a couple to attend the show tonight. So we'll do this, and then we'll do it again at maybe around 3:30-ish, the last half hour of the show. So right now, here's the thing. Don't call and win if you can't go tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock at the Houston Improv. It's called Couples Therapy. I gave you a description of what it was before. We do a stand-up set. Everybody does about 10, 15 minutes, four or five comics, and then we do a panel where we talk about relationships and give relationship advice, and it's usually pretty terrible and awful. And it is, it's not, you know, it's not for kids. It's certainly not a clean show, but it's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorites. So if you want to go, caller number 573-780-3776, and you can go. Good luck. Thank you.
Good deal. All right. And
got to give back to the peeps.
So in continuing to give back to the peeps, other news of the day, NFL-wise, we talked yesterday about the fact that Antonio Brown's apology tour had hit Ben Roethlisberger. By the way, I know you weren't watching last night, but very, very cool moment. Kansas played West Virginia in college, who's both ranked teams, last night. Big Ben sitting courtside. And Big Ben has a very big beard right now. The West Virginia Mountaineer mascot, who also has a very big beard and one of those Daniel Boone fur hat things, goes and sits down next to Ben. Ben takes the dude, when he takes it off, his melon is just sweat. And Ben puts it on and poses for a picture, and you literally couldn't tell which one was the Mountaineer.
Really?
Yeah, it was very funny on ESPN last night. But speaking of Ben, we mentioned yesterday Antonio Brown came out and apologized via Instagram to Ben Roethlisberger for his comments and all the derogatory things he said when he was going through whatever he's either done going through or continues to go through. But he did a podcast after that to kind of talk about why he did and said what he did.
You put up a post earlier today about Ben Roethlisberger, a very heartfelt apology to Big Ben. Why did you feel the need to post that? And how do you feel about Ben?
Man, I'm real grateful for Ben. You know, I think the media make things, spin them the wrong way. You know, I've been nothing but grateful for Ben, what we have been able to do this past decade. I think no quarterback and receiver, you know, for the past 10 years been able to do what we've been able to do. I feel like some things we could have worked on in the relationship. I mean, I think if you had talked to him, he felt like some things he could have done better. I feel like some things I could have done better. That's just showing your scars as a man. You know, sometimes you do things and stuff happen, you might react the wrong way. And, you know, when you think, you know, I'm real grateful to play with that guy, you know, what we've been able to do. So when I come to my senses, man, I'm just working on my emotions, you know. When I come to my senses, you know, I know what it is.
Sounds like a guy's got it all together, doesn't it, Barry?
Wow, that's the most normal I've ever heard Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and that's not saying much.
That's not saying a whole lot but lately. You know, don't blame it on the media. That's the only thing I would have said.
Yeah.
You know, I like the fact that...
That's you own it.
Yeah. Other than that, I think he's doing the right things. Yeah. And that was... Look, because the track record of Antonio Brown in the last year is... 1 minute, I'm going to come out and do what I did on Instagram and say that I'm sorry to Ben Roethlisberger. And then the next minute, I'm going to follow that up by saying, screw Ben. I didn't, you know, I never want to see that guy again, blah, 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 blah. And at least this time, he's not only owning it, but he's sticking through it. He's still going with it instead of kind of abandoning it after a short period of time.
I would agree with that. It's good to see progress, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And you hope it continues, as we said yesterday.
There was a headline on the front of ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Says Tyrod Taylor could earn the starting spot for the Chargers, so says Anthony Lynn, their head coach.
Yep.
Whoa.
That is 1,000% coach speak.
I don't think so.
I mean,
it's we're not, what are we, a year removed from Tyrod Taylor being the starting quarterback of the Browns before Baker Mayfield eventually took over?
Yeah.
And before that, he was the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills? So if you're going to, I mean, look, here's the thing. Even if you go out and you trade up, because you have a fairly high pick and you could still end up getting a quarterback, but if you definitely want to trade up into the top five or whatever it's going to take to get Tua, he's not going to be ready, whether it be physically or overall. I don't think he'd be ready to start from day one for the Chargers. If you got a young quarterback in the draft, you need a veteran that's going to bridge the gap. He's already on your roster. Why wouldn't you?
Backups are backups. At least consider for a reason.
But I said he started for both Cleveland and he started for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
He got Buffalo to the playoffs.
I think they went 10-6 every year he was there, if I'm not mistaken. And that's great. But where he is at now.
But you know what, Barry? That's better than the Chargers.
Well, and everyone thought Jacoby Brissett was going to be the answer too, right? And he was a backup for the reason, and we learned that.
Well, he ain't a backup yet. Jacoby Brissett is still the starter with the Colts.
Oh, he will be a backup.
This year.
I think so.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, he won't be the starter for the Colts, I don't think.
Ernie Johnson. You get the post-it note?
Super Bowl champion.
Write that down. Nick, get the post-it note and the marker. We're going to start doing this. Put it on the wall. Barry says, Jacoby Brissett, backup. Yeah. Not going to start for the Colts this year.
Yeah. Mark it down.
We'll probably forget by the time.
We're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I wish Barry would forget a lot of stuff.
If Joel could prove me wrong, he's going to hang on to that.
No, he'll remember, yeah. True. If you're wrong, he'll remember.
That's
same thing with me.
The opposite is true, but that's okay.
Huh?
I only remember when Barry and Joel are wrong.
Well, you do, and then you record it, and then you bring it back with the actual audio.
No, that's just with the isolations and the stuff.
Which is completely unnecessary.
Not really.
I mean, I kind of feel like it is.
Yeah.
You think I'm put
the
whole thing on
Here's the worst kept secret in America, too. Just released from your favorite person, Melanie Hauser.
How is she my favorite person?
Well, because she's the one that sends all of the emails and notifications and asks you to vote for the Houston Sports
Alliance. Oh, I don't have a problem with her.
You just muted her.
No, I just blocked that email address.
It has been officially announced now that TDECU Stadium and the Houston Sports Authority are in conjunction to host the XFL championship game, which is going to be on ESPN nationally at 2:00 Central on Sunday, April the 26th.
Sunday? I thought it was a Thursday.
Yeah, that's what.
Didn't that get broken?
That's one of your.
One of mine?
One of the stars of your TV show said.
Who? Jerome?
No.
Who said that?
Rachel.
Her Google must be broke. She couldn't have Googled that. I mean,
Google must be broke.
It took 2 seconds to Google it and get the right info.
She Yahooed it. She didn't Google it.
See, this is why you don't ask Jeeves. This is why you don't ask Jeeves.
Are we even sure Rachel's the one who said that?
Jeeves don't know nothing about nothing.
It could have been keystrokes in cheek, like tongue in cheek. Maybe she was being sarcastic about it, but for whatever the reason.
Did she really? I got to go to her Twitters now and see.
I hope it's still
up. I'm going to give her so much crap if that's true.
That would never be the case.
I'm going to be like, right, girl, you couldn't have Googled this?
You can just call into the sports show on Sunday.
No.
No? You're not up that early.
Oh, I'm up. I'm just, you know, headed in to film the TV portion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Oliver Luck and others made statements. Houston's a great all-around sports town, top-notch facilities, an amazing community of football fans, as Barry mentioned. Solid infrastructure. They're hoping all those things come into place, evidently, for ticket sales.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. There, I mean, look, Houston turned out to a team that they knew nothing about and had the highest attendance of any of the eight cities that have an XFL team.
Houston, for week one, right.
Yeah, but Houston will support football.
Okay.
I think they will. So
they obviously also like the fact that the new TDECU stadium has great premium seating, 26 mm-hmm. suites, lots of VIP areas. So good for Houston. You know, to have events like this instead of ping pong championships and things are big things for the city. I hope it does well, and I'm glad it's here rather than any place else, because if we do want to go, we can.
I think I'm going to go.
I think that's one that I might attend as well.
Yeah, so we should make it
press credentials. And
yeah, we should make it a Usual Suspects field trip.
Let's do it.
Go to the XFL championship game.
If only one gets locker room access, that's Nick.
Yeah.
Just put some respect on my name.
Mind your P's and Q's.
There's so many people from our station that's involved now.
Well, Jake Asman's going to be front and center.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The Asman.
The main event is going to be big time. You watch out.
When does she tweet this? I'm looking for it because I'm going to reply.
He really wants to look.
I'm going to reply and be like, bro, your Googles was broke?
It was in the last 24 hours probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that might be hard to find considering
she took it down?
She's pretty proactive
on
Twitter.
It's on their website. Oh, the tweet, Mike. I thought you made the schedule. No. I'm like, it's literally XFL.com schedule. You're talking about the tweet. Yeah, she might have deleted it. Yeah, I know exactly. I would. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I said all along it'd be on Sunday. Where's your proof? Show your work.
Reasonable Suspects will be back for the final 45 minutes of the show. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Roll through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the big city. Oh, Barry, tomorrow.
Yes.
Is it F Yeah Friday?
Yeah, it is.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
Whatever the hell you're doing tonight.
A bunch of F-word puns.
You damn well better find yourself a comedian of the week.
I will do it.
That's a good point, Nick. It better be funny, and you better get someone prior to 12:30.
I'm going to have to start repeating comedians, because I'm out of comedians with good audio. I know.
Sometimes it was relevant, though, too.
Right, like if when Westling and Billy D. Washington dropped their new albums, we repeated. Jerry
Chingo Bling, maybe?
Yep. Well, Chingo's been on before.
I think I'm saying he's one of the guys we recycled.
Did we? Oh, yeah, because he had a big show coming up or something like that. Mm-hmm. Jerry Rocha, when his appearance, he's going to have
that guy right there. You can repeat him a couple times. Jerry Rocha, that guy is good.
He's got a show in town. I don't know when.
I better hit him up, see if he wants to stop in.
Hey, come in, take over.
See if he's available.
You're like, hey, you free on the 17th and 18th?
He was early on, man. We haven't Jerry seen him Rocha, in a couple years.
Not only did he... We featured him, but then he filled in for Barry.
He filled in, yeah.
Did a whole show.
Yeah, and then was it AJ then that wouldn't listen to us?
I don't know why.
Oh, because we went to him after the show and said, hey, you know, we got something here.
Oh.
Comedian and me and Nick and...
Yeah, you should add a comedian to the show. It would be really enhancing. Thanks a lot, Dick. happy birthday to Mark Walker, by the way. He's just a listener. Hit me up. He said this is his 51st birthday. God, that's old. Holy crap, Mark. So old, but he said he listens. He's listening on his way to work. So we appreciate you, Mark.
Happy birthday, sir!
Happy
birthday!
And that's all. Oh, and then somebody texted the show randomly, just said, "Happy birthday, Jake Asman."
That's on me. And you did what you said you were going to do. You actually, the next day, tweeted, happy birthday, Jake Asman. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Tag Pac-Man Joel. Hey, Pac-Man Joel told me that
Joel's just out here randomly telling people happy birthday.
Barry told me you're coming to town, and we, meaning me and Nick, would love to have you join the show.
We would like to add some humor to the show for a change.
Enter. Return. Send. Only multiple times. You know how many times you get the same text in the inbox? Well,
that's how many
Jerry
times
just got 14 messages that I said were for both me and Nick. Oh, wait, and he's already responding. We can wrap this up before the end of the segment. Yes, Jerry Rocha, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so funny. I got to go back and look. I need to ask him if I can open for him. Be the, you know,
when is he coming to town?
It's at. Where is it? It's at Rec Room or something like that.
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember when it is. I'm sure you're on his website every week checking out his schedule.
Yes, sir. Last weekend in February, and I'd love to join the show. Thank you.
Nice.
Would you have room Friday the 28th? Boom! F yeah, Friday!
There's our comedian of the week, Jerry Rocha, right
Boom,
there.
Boom! I'm doing work for you!
I've never seen you this excited.
I know, he's like so pumped.
Your man crush is so obvious.
Aside from being a Cowboy fan... He just put yes with three exclamation marks. He's jacked up, too.
You guys are pretty much just having sex now. This is so great. You guys are doing it. Like, literally. This is embarrassing.
See, you are so connected. And you have your Rolodex. I'm able to tap into it, and I'm able to get a comedian of the week.
You wouldn't even know your boyfriend if it weren't for me, and I don't even get credit for this.
I give you total credit.
I hooked you guys up. I'm like the love doctor on this show. Nick, we're going to find you a man next. So the end of the month, huh?
Very good. Now, you want me to ask if you can open for him?
I'll handle it. Thank you so much.
Now, while we're going back and forth and I've got the dialogue open, I can try and do some more work for you.
I'm fine. I need to check my schedule.
I just took care of your comedian of the week for that. So that's one less thing you got
to
do.
I need to check my schedule. So,
Jerry, he may be busy.
No, I don't need your help. Day. Stop typing!
But if he's not, could you see if... He could
wait. I hate you so much.
He would really love in caps. L-O-V. Love.
Somebody texted the show and said, Barry, Sam Damaris is badass. And he's already been featured on the show.
Yes, I do recall that.
Sam Damaris, one of the Whiskey Brothers, has been featured on the show. Barry, who are your top five comics that are still performing? Oh, boy, we get this a lot. And I got to be honest with you, it always changes. J-Lo.
J-Lo, although
Jessica
she's...
Jessica Alba, Halle Berry. No, it changes.
But Chappelle and Pryor.
J-Lo was a part of the Whiskey Mothers, wasn't she? You almost went in full force on it, too.
Boy, you are a fisher of men right now. You got me so good. Did you see my face?
Oh, my God. Your face was so there on that one.
I was so ready to and light you up at the same time. Yeah. Like, what? And then be like, you stupid. Oh, God, I'm dumb. I'm so dumb.
Roseanne was in the Whiskey Mothers, not J-Lo. My bad.
Whiskey Mothers? That's great. Good stuff.
That would be a podcast for us, the Whiskey Mothers podcast.
Yeah.
Or for somebody else.
It could.
I could do Roughnecks football. All right. So we got about a half hour to go in the show. Plenty more that we can still get to. Obviously, Astros were news of the day as we kind of recap what we've gotten into to this point. Everybody's got an opinion. More stories coming out. But today was the day in which Jim Crane... And the players and Dusty Baker. And it's kind of unfortunate that Dusty Baker has to be front and center for all of this simply because he had nothing to do with it. He's just trying to kind of clean it up.
Did he talk? Because I didn't
see. He did speak.
Did he? Okay. What did he have to say?
And he just basically kind of said what Crane had said. Look, we're trying to move forward. And Nick, I don't know if you have any of Dusty's audio, but the bigger thing was just he kind of just made a general statement of, look, it's unfortunate. I wasn't here. It was unfortunate, but his opening statement Nick has, and here's what he sounded like.
At that meeting last night, and you've heard from Alex and from, Jose Altuve. And I just want to say, at that meeting last night, the players showed, tremendous remorse and sorrow and embarrassment for their families, the organization, the city of Houston, and for baseball. And I'm just want to ask for, the world, the baseball world, to forgive them for the mistakes that they've made. And we're looking forward to an excellent season this year in a great town. That's a great baseball town, and we want to bring a championship back. It was kind of a weird situation for me, you know, to have to come into this situation, but I feel that, you know, Jim Crane and the Astros felt that I was the man to try to take us forward. I've been through a lot of different changes in my life, and I think a lot of these things prepared me for, you know, what we are to encounter, you know, this year. I'm excited to be with these guys. You know, they're a great bunch of guys. Like I said, they're together. You know, they love each other. But again, they show tremendous remorse. And I was proud of them on how they acted last night and what we talked about.
And now I'll add to that, because I think that was good.
It was very good.
But based on what we said earlier, too, that was heartfelt, because he wasn't reading and stopping and looking down. He just, as an experienced pro, grabbed the mic and said, "Let me recap." Recap this stuff.
Well, he's been in baseball for going on 70 years now.
He's known Barry. He's known Barry Warner for at least what? It was 96 years. Oh yeah, 48.
Yeah. So he knows how to handle this. This is old hat for him. This whole situation is like, yeah, okay, I got this. And the great thing about it is Dusty doesn't have to face the scrutiny of the cheating scandal. He's a fresh face. He's fresh blood. That's the beauty of it. And that's why I think part of what Jim Crane did what he did is, this is going to be a tough one. We're going to have to fade this. And so let's clean house and bring in some fresh blood that at least from a managerial perspective, front office perspective, it's some new faces that can't be blamed for cheating.
I'm not sure how much credit he deserves, Jim Crane, for hiring him, but I feel like that's the perfect hire. That was the perfect hire for this situation, mm-hmm. following the scandal, following all the sanctions.
Now, you're saying that just from a PR standpoint? Yeah.
It's not a baseball move. This was not a baseball move, as I said.
Yeah, obviously.
Right, that's what I mean.
It was a Band-Aid move, and it 100%. Was a perfect move. Yeah, that's why you make that hire, is because of his experience, because going through the Barry Bonds situation and steroid era, and his, you know, Benny Ryan, he's beloved by the media. It was the perfect hire.
Yeah, and could you imagine him hiring another manager who's, I don't know, 20 years younger and heavily into analytics?
Or maybe hiring a younger manager that's a little fiery and feisty and maybe has his players back no matter what.
No room for that crap, this year.
Like a Bannister or a Kapler.
Kapler,
or
somebody who likes to go off.
A little feistier. Because we know Bannister's feisty.
Yeah.
So I think you're,
well, even
it
Buck Showalter, he would be more crotchety than feisty, yeah. But he doesn't take any mess, and he had a pretty short fuse sometimes too. So
perfect move,
yeah. So hopefully it all works out for Houston. And again, winning cures all, and in this case, winning would cure a whole lot if they would come out of the gates hot and just have a hell of a season. And that's what all of H-Town would love to see. So hopefully this is the beginning of the mending of the fences, mm-hmm. and we'll go from there. All right, so we've got a half hour to go on the show, and we come back 30 minutes on the clock, and we'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7, all right here, ESPN 97.5.
I hear that. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We had a great team meeting last night. And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020. Thank you.
That was the only remark made by Jose Altuve at the actual press conference this morning.
Very somber sounding.
But again, heartfelt,
yeah.
Sincere, believable.
Obviously scripted.
Believable.
He read it.
Did
he? It sounds like he read it.
I don't believe he did.
I'd like to see the video.
I didn't get that vibe either. I don't feel like he read it either, but maybe I'm wrong.
That sounded scripted to me.
Give him a little bit more. I mean, I
don't think
bring
Jose
up
Altuve
the
talks
English
like
is,
that.
English
I
is
totally
not as,
do. I believe I like that was natural. Not scripted at all. I believe okay. that he had the maybe speaking points, but yeah, when you look at it and see the video,
maybe
too,
the video
I don't think he's
us,
reading
yeah.
it. I don't think at all.
Yeah, I need to look at the video again.
But, I mean, look, and I mean, honestly, and there's the guy that's got the most to lose out of all of this.
With, from the Hall of Fame perspective?
Yeah, from the Hall of Fame perspective.
Him and Bregman.
And his Bregman legend, you know.
Has the ability to
after
get
he's long done playing.
Yeah.
I should say that. I say that, but I also say, let me correct that. He has the most potentially to lose. I think Carlos Beltran has already lost.
Yeah, he's definitely out of the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So.
And Correa. Just kidding. He was never going to go.
No, some people still think, you know.
Some people think Alex Cora was a home run. I mean, a Hall of Famer.
No, not Alex Cora. I thought you said Correa.
Oh, I meant Cora. Correa. Did
yeah.
I say Correa?
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm confused. No, I'm trying to find the video of Altuve talking to the media so I can see if he was reading it or not.
Yeah, make sure you get it from the press conference, not after, because he also made yeah. himself available in the clubhouse after to, yeah. for more quotes. And I credit him for that because you know, one of the things Charlie said, which I'm on board with, is with as staunch as Verlander has been about being, you know, a purist of the game and you know, all the things that he's gotten into with the Detroit reporter and all the other things, the same way he should, you know, he should attack all of this. But instead, at least his first quotes, he was tap dancing, bro. And I just...
So I'm looking at the video. Both of them stepped to the podium, no papers in hand. Alex Bregman didn't read. Jose Altuve didn't read. It was all memorized. So it's still scripted. Still a speech that was written for you that you regurgitated. And if you're going to say that about
Bregman... How do you know that for sure, though?
Yeah, I don't know that you know that.
I mean, I just...
You don't know that for sure.
That's how it came across to me is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I can see you saying that, but you don't know for sure that it was scripted.
It came across to me that they were both memorized their speeches. And
let me tell you this. The
didn't
other thing
speak from the heart.
That I think people had issue with is Bregman spoke first. And when he went to the podium, whether he was doing it intentionally or not, he was almost like he was praying. He had both hands together as he walked up there and everything like that.
He was doing the power triangle. So in business, they teach you the power triangle this is a sign and a symbol of power. It's like a body language thing. When you make the triangle with your hands, not a prayer thing, but you leave that space in between your palms. That's kind of a power move. That's almost like wearing a red tie in a meeting, a power move mm-hmm. tie. Same thing. That's a symbol of I'm speaking with some power, but it's also supposedly about humility when you put your hands together like yeah. that. So maybe he was trying to be humbled but saying at the same time, I'm still have my strength. So I don't know.
I just think that guy with now all wrong. Of a sudden trying to be humble, I think, yeah, that's the wrong approach.
Jim Crane was definitely reading his because I'm
without
looking
doubt.
At it.
I said yeah. the wind blew, right, as he was getting ready to speak, and he's like, hang on a second. Let me see. As an organization.
That would be great if he's like.
Still feel remorse and apologize at this time. That's what that's.
It would be great if he sat down to read it, and he's like, hi, thank you for being here. The Houston Astros, and then the wind took it. He's like, oh, my speech is gone. What do I do? It's just like, whoosh. And he's like, oh, crap. That was my prepared remarks. Well, Jim, just speak from your heart. No comment. That would be outstanding if his speech would have blown away. God, why can't we have those moments?
There will be no
it'll be good.
Returning of the championship ring nights at Minute Maid this year.
Somebody said Barry's having a bad day.
Are you?
He's been negative about everything, is in a terrible mood. What gives? Do I feel like I'm in a bad mood to you guys?
You're always in a
wait
bad
a
mood.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say, wait a minute. First of all, you're asking us how you feel?
I'm saying, am I coming across to you guys as being in a bad mood?
Not like normal, more than normal.
I'm cranky about the whole cheating thing because, we're guilty of it on this show. Other shows are guilty of it on this station. Other shows on other stations, the media across the board and TV and everywhere on print. But I'm just tired of seeing the same takes and the same regurgitated speeches and stuff from the media. That was my big beef today, is if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about something new. Have a new take, have a new discussion, have a new angle on it. But I am already so tired of the same old, same old. That's it. That was the only thing I was upset about all day. And the stupid-ass texter that sent me 19 of the same text. That's it. That's not me in a bad mood. That's just me getting agitated with two things. Tell me you don't get agitated at work, bro.
Yeah, you do.
Now I'm mad about three things. Just kidding.
I was going to say two is like below quota.
I know.
Yeah, someone took the, supposed to get whoever angry. Took the under today.
I'm supposed to get angry at two. Like once a segment, aren't I? Is that the vibe?
I didn't know until all this started coming in. See, now I was going to get you.
Oh.
I just found a Chiefs 3/4 zip pullover for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, my Chiefs.
Available at Dick's. And I can't get it for you, Barry. Although
sold out.
The only size it has available is Andy Reid's size. It's XXXL.
Nope. Look at you. I'm so proud of you.
I didn't want to pile on.
I'm so proud of you.
You're having a bad day.
I am not having a bad day.
And I didn't want to pile on.
Isn't there a song about that?
There's nothing that makes
Train.
You had a bad day.
Daniel Powder?
Train.
I thought it was Daniel Powder.
It's got to be Train.
Daniel Powder.
He's right. You're wrong. Train would never do something like that.
Daniel Pewter Powder? I don't know. It's something like Daniel something with a P. I thought it was Daniel Powder. I could be wrong.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I told you.
He sounds exactly like Train.
He really is having a bad day.
Nobody knows his name. That's a terrible
day.
No,
you're right.
Did you ever do that? Like, did you ever have like a girlfriend or a wife where you're like, what's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I feel like there's something wrong with you. You're like, there's something wrong with me now because you won't stop asking me what's wrong with me. But I was fine. I just don't feel like talking or whatever. That's kind of how this segment's gone.
You just relived like every day at my house.
Now, who's who in your house? Is she asking you what's
wrong? Oh, she follows me.
Or are you asking her what's wrong?
She will follow me around. What's wrong? Nothing. No, seriously, what's wrong?
I like that this is the under music.
But I got we pulled it for you, but yeah. But literally, I'll be like, okay, nothing's wrong. But I finally get to the point where I go, something's going to be wrong if you keep asking me.
If you don't, yeah. It's kind of like when you're like, accuse someone of cheating that's not cheating. If you do it enough, they're finally like, well, I'm just going to cheat because I might as well.
Dudes think like that.
If I got to argue, I'm just going to cheat. If I got to have this discussion anyways. I'm not having a bad day. This is a great hit. Was this Train's best song?
This isn't Train. You're right. He sounds exactly like Train, though. Don't lie.
Not exactly,
but close.
I don't know what Train... Train is...
Meet Virginia.
Hey, Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Whatever. I just sang on the radio.
That's Pat, what's his name? He's the lead singer.
Of Train?
Yeah.
How do you know the lead singer's name?
Dude, I've seen Train in concert. Friend of mine who's a huge NBA guy was
Rolodex.
The road manager for Train. And Ed said,
Was there anyone you don't know?
Out in the woodlands, they said, can you stop by?
Obscure ass band called Train. And you're like,
wait, time out. They're friend not of mine, obscure. They were pretty popular for a pretty long time.
That Train
When they came out with that song, Meet Virginia.
Yep, that was their first hit.
That's
who?
I just wanted to say Meet
Virginia.
But JJ and sing it along. You know, I just didn't. That's what we did. We were just childish high school kids, and that's the only reason why we like that song.
Meet Virginia?
Yeah.
Have I heard this song?
Yes, you've heard.
I don't know if I've heard this song.
You've definitely heard this song.
I know, was it Hey Soul Sister?
Yep.
That one I know. Meet Virginia, which, by the way, is just funny that it's called Meet Virginia. Because of how childish
they have a song called
That's the only reason why we liked it in high school.
Huh? Marry Me?
They have a song called Marry Me that people play at weddings.
Yeah, that's a good one, I think. Okay, yeah, so they're a three-hit wonder.
In your mind, but okay. Heels when she
exercises. This is Meat Vagina?
Just wait till it kicks in.
Is it M-E-A-T?
Just get to the chorus,
Meat
Nick.
Is a Meat Virginia? Or Meat?
M-E-E-T.
Oh.
Okay.
That was just like a big Virginia.
He's not talking like about big, what beefy, you think he's talking
a big,
about, Barry.
Virginia.
Just being it's childish.
Like, man, do you see the size of that Virginia?
God, I could say something right now. I'm not going to.
All beef. 100% grade A. I've never heard this song.
You've never heard
never
that song?
Never heard that song.
And with some of the songs that you sing, and you have never heard that
big,
song.
Big, beefy Virginia, huh?
Drops of Jupiter.
They have multiple hits. They're not an obscure band. Believe
Nick's going to come back with Drops of Jupiter because you're going to know that song.
All right.
Before you know that, you should know this. Best energy company in the city of Houston that you should go with is Infuse Energy. If you're looking for a new energy provider, I was 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped with them after 3.5 years because why wouldn't I? Infuse Energy has taken care of me, and they've taken care of numerous suspects, and they can take care of you too. They are fantastic because they're locally owned and operated. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job, and their sole purpose is to make sure they're 100% honest and they take care of their customers like nobody else. So much so they have a five out of five star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. And I honestly encourage you, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Like our listener P. Randizzle did recently, and he got himself the same great deals that you can too. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, they'll give you a $25 bill credit. Then they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because quite simply, they're going to try and pinpoint the best rate and the best deal that they can possibly get you. It's just the way they do business, and you'll love it working with them along the way. Simply put, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Take my advice, infuse energy into your life. Because you had a bad day, you take
one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Love this song.
It is a good song.
It's a good song. Train is very underrated now for me. I underestimated the quality of Train. That's a good band. They've got good songs. And I should know these because I listened to...
Some stupid song on Pop Rocks radio.
Yeah, it's like Pop Rocks and Spectrum and The Blend.
Remember Pop
Rocks? And
they
play a lot of Train. I do remember Pop Rocks.
What's the greatest
trick? And they told you if you put soda in your mouth, your whole face would explode?
Yeah, but what we would do is like if we were on a road trip with the team... In high school,
you'd
and
put it in someone's bath.
No, if they fell asleep, if their mouth was open at all, you'd put just a half a pack of Pop Rocks and just watch as that stuff started popping all over the place. The person waking up, crap flying all over their mouth. That was fantastic. If we had the capability to get that on cell phone, oh my God, it'd be fantastic.
What a jerk friend.
Well, that was fantastic.
Wow.
Until one of our friends choked and died.
Hey, I don't remember. Did we do the giveaway last segment or did we get too busy talking about meaty Virginia?
I don't think we did.
Okay, let's do it real quick. I promised.
You're big time. You can. I mean, if we need more, you can get more.
I don't want to overdo it. Let's just. I promise we'd give away two more tickets to the show tonight. If you can go, it's the Houston Improv tonight, 8 p.m. Bring a date. It'll be you plus one. I leave your names at the box office. I just leave your name plus one at the box office. You show up, and you're going to enjoy the show. It's called Couples Therapy. It's myself, Alan Adams, and a ton of other funny comedians. And then we talk relationships and give sex advice. And my sex advice is really good. Not really good at all. That person doesn't count. Tell them to clear the board. They're calling too soon. So we'll do caller number six, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Good luck. See you tonight. Have fun. So Drops of Jupiter.
Calling All Angels, Nick, would be another
one.
Is
that Train?
Yep.
Wow. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a big Train fan. Big Train.
I tell you, Pat Monahan is his name.
I've been a Train fan for minutes now.
Mm-hmm. No, you were just a lifelong. You were a closet Train fan because you didn't know what they sang.
You're right. I was a Train fan and I didn't know it because I liked all those songs.
But you knew you sang most of those songs.
Who's
your
favorite member of Train? Daniel Powder.
I told you, Pat Monahan. Pat Monahan, the lead singer, as Nick and I were talking about during the break, looks like if John Stamos was just a little older than he is now trying to hang on in Hollywood, he would look like Pat Monahan.
Okay.
You want to see him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of so Google that, people. Can't unsee that.
Or Ray Liotta.
A little bit.
Yeah. Ray don't look too good anymore.
No. If suddenly someone grabs his hair and the top comes off.
Like, I really think he was doing all the blow in the movies that he was in. Like, he looks bad.
You think it was actually just like,
it wasn't.
That's not sugar.
No.
That's real booger sugar. Yeah. That's not some studio set cocaine. That is legitimate.
They do the best that they can for those commercials. What is he? What does he speak for? He does these commercials. Either vape cigarettes or something.
Who, Ray,
no,
it Ray was, it's for quitting smoking.
Or quit smoking, maybe.
Yeah, it was for
what
quit
is,
smoking.
What is Shantex or whatever?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah, he's not looking great.
Hey, you got it. I guess it's called Chantix. Or it's spelled Chantix.
Yeah, Chantix.
Chantix, I guess.
Yeah. Or Chantix, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, he's not looking good. I don't think he'll live to be 103 like Papa Sheen did.
He didn't have to do a lot of prep work for like the Goodfellas roles and things like that, and all the smoking and all the other things.
He was in
perfectly
some like
who he was.
I remember. Remember, maybe I was the only pervert that did this. Did you ever go back in the day when porn was hard to get? There was no internet, and the video store in front of my neighborhood didn't have a porn room. Like some mom and pop, not Blockbuster, never had a porn room.
No.
But, like, the mom-and-pop video store... By the way, if you have kids in the car, it's probably too late.
Well, we're still in the 3 o'clock hour. There's time for Barry.
But do you remember... Hide your wife, hide your kids. Do you remember...
Earmuffs.
When the mom-and-pop video stores would have that room with the saloon doors? That was the porn room. You don't remember this, do you?
No, I've never...
You're absolutely right.
Bro, yeah, this is a fact. You didn't have to go through this,
No.
When I was in, like, junior high and high school, in order to get porn, you either had to... Steal your dad's Playboys. Shout out to my dad for not keeping his locked up. Just keep him on the back of the toilet.
My sister's husband.
Like a real man. Just kept his Playboy in the toilet. And I would just be like, hey, I got to poop. I'm going to use your bathroom. And there you go. That's boom. That's easy peasy. What were you doing? I was reading. You're a slow reader. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I absorbed it. but you would go to the mom and pop video store. And then there was always these saloon doors. You were like, what's back there? And you couldn't go back there unless you were 18, but you could still go back there if you slid the dude at the counter some cash. And then you would go in there, and it was just porn everywhere. Oh, it was just like, you walked there, it was like...
This is not in the age of flat TV. Like, is there like tube TVs all over the
bro,
place?
This is the age of VHS
He's
and
right.
Betamax.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah. This was back when Beta was still around.
If you and your chick went to get movies.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to get porn if I got a chick.
I'm just telling you is.
And this is the days.
What I'm telling you is if you and your chick were going to go rent some movies.
Oh.
And you went to the store and she wandered into there, you were like,
go in there and get you something you like.
Go on, check that out.
Wait a minute. 12 BBs. No, we're not watching that.
12. This is in the era of no hand sanitizer. You guys are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Y'all were touching the tube TVs. Did you pick up a remote?
No. TVs? They didn't have TVs in here.
No,
it was all VHS videos.
Not, yeah.
You took it home and did it in your privacy of your home.
Oh.
No, you rented it. You rented it.
I thought it was like a room.
No,
that's
disgusting. You really
y'all
think
y'all met with each other.
You think brown paper bags are just for alcohol?
No, I don't know.
It was like a Blockbuster, but with a porn section.
That's hilarious.
And so you would go in these saloon doors and you would look at all the videos that existed, and then you would try to be cool and you would rent 5 regular videos so that you could slip the porn one in the middle so you didn't look like a weirdo when you checked out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joel completely acknowledges this.
He's absolutely
shaking his head
right.
Yeah. Then you'd leave. And then, you know, you would return them all, but you'd hope to God you didn't mess it up, because then they'd be like, hey, sir, they'd call your house and be like, sir, that Busty Cops 19 that you rented?
On
like, oh,
Golden Blonde came back without rewinding it.
Oh, Mom, he's lying. That's the wrong person. But some stores didn't have that. Okay, I said all that to get to this. Some stores just had videos that you might see on Cinemax.
Okay.
And so I remember, I think it was Ray Liotta was in this, I don't know why I remember this title, but it was called like Bedroom Eyes or something like that.
Oh, you're talking
and
about
it was like a
soft
B movie.
Porn.
Like
yeah,
that?
It was soft pork corn. It was like a B movie, soft core. And I was like, is he really now like this famous? I want to say, I'd have to look it up as IMDb, but I'm 90% sure that Ray Liotta did like cheesy.
We'll wait, because I think that if he didn't.
Did you ever like blame the tape for being like damaged so you can get like another free video to rent? Like, did you ever say this VHS
porn,
was
but...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. That didn't work like that.
Cuz you know how Blockbuster, like if the movie didn't work or if the game was scratched or whatever, you could go back and take a CD or whatever.
Mom and Pops didn't work like that.
Oh, yes they did.
Mine didn't.
Oh, Joel took them back. Joel's all about some freebies.
If you started watching a movie and it already started to like have glitches in it, I sent it back.
Joel would be like, "This laser disc has a scratch on it." Did you have a laser disc?
No.
I remember my mom would give me $5.
My Betamax was just fine.
My mom would give me $5 and tell me go to the store and get me 2 packs of cigarettes, and then that means I'd have $3 left, and I could either go rent a porn or play Street Fighter. And it was a really difficult decision day in and day out which one I was going to do. I had $3 for Street Fighter would last me forever because I was good. I'd get Vega and whoop everybody's ass. But that porn would be calling sometimes, so go rent that instead.
You were cheap, probably. If you're using Vega, you were cheap as hell.
What? Vega?
Anybody who used Vega in Street Fighter was cheap.
No way.
Were you actually good at Street Fighter?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like Street Fighter 2 Turbo? Like, what Street Fighter are we
Street
talking
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, whip your ass in Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
You would fly down and, oh, bro, you can't hit what you can't catch. Come on now. You were probably, who
Barry was the Tyreek Hill.
Do what?
You were the Tyreek Hill.
What was the big fat
Street
guy?
Street Fighter 2.
You were probably like Guile.
E Honda?
Yeah, that's who your dumbass was. You were E Honda.
I was either Ken or Ryu.
That's it. I didn't like those dudes. Vega.
Hurricane, kick your ass.
Hopefully our show, Hurricane, kicked your ass on a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FEF Friday. We'll have a comedian of the week and take you right into the weekend. But for now, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Fred, Aaron, AJ, Blitz coming up next. They'll take you through your drive time right here on ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.